What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Hardline with Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, welcome back. It is Hardline live from the Erie County Fair. You know, I'm wondering, and I want to say thanks to Zach Penkew back at the studio for keeping everything. Jimmy Stelliano, the great Jimmy Stelliano, is here watching things at the fair. I'm wondering, you know, it is the last day of the fair. What is that final fair food? Am I going to get a corn dog? Another blooming onion? I mean, Jim's Fries, the best fries here at the fair. Again, if you're coming to the fair today, make sure you stop by Jim's Fries. They are sliced and put into the fryer. They are the freshest fries you'll ever get at the fair. I got a dilemma on my hands, but you know what? I have 90 minutes to figure that out because we're on the air, we're doing a show, it's Hardline, and the fair ends today. Tomorrow, the Democratic National Convention, live from Chicago. And just like it did with the RNC, you will have live coverage on WBEN each and every night, starting at 10 p.m. from our friends at ABC. So don't worry, you're getting the coverage. 10 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 o'clock on WBEN, live from the DNC. And someone who will be live at the DNC, a delegate, Alex Burgos, joins us. Alex, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Alex, the festivities start off in Chicago tomorrow. What are you looking most forward to this week at the DNC?
Well, I'm really excited to be part of this historic moment in history as we make Vice President Harris the first woman of color to receive the nomination of a major party. So first and foremost, I want to make that the focal point. My second focal point would be that, as Democrats, we are strong, we are unified, we are energized behind Vice President Harris and Governor Walz to take the White House and to save our democracy.
Tomorrow, President Joe Biden is speaking at the DNC. What place does Joe Biden have in the Democratic Party for the 2024 election?
I think President Biden holds an incredibly instrumental place in the party and in this election as, you know, Vice President Harris worked under his administration. And in many ways, this is a continuation of the work that him and Vice President Harris had already done. I mean, if you look at Vice President Harris' historic progress and track record, she's created nearly 16 million new jobs and hit the lowest unemployment rate in over 50 years. And has hit historic economic growth and new business creation. So I think that her vice presidency under Joe Biden sets the tone for how she will serve as president. So I'm very excited in the role that he plays, but I'm also excited for us to give our big thank you to President Biden, who came into the presidency, right after the COVID-19 pandemic, taking on a myriad of challenges and had really moved mountains to bring our country back. So I'm incredibly thankful for our president.
Do you think it's difficult? Because you hear some of the criticism from the right. Difficult for Kamala Harris to, because a month ago, Joe Biden was the candidate, right? Joe Biden was going to be taking the speech at the DNC, and he had all the delegates, and he was going to run for president. And Kamala Harris was on board saying that Joe Biden is fit for 4 more years. Is that reversal been difficult, or is it going to be difficult in these final months going into the election?
I think our vice president has really hit the ground running, and you see her performance in polls drastically improving, you see a lot of excitement and synergy around her from people who are representative of the entire country, from young voters, from millennials, Gen Z, everyone in between throughout the party from different states. The LGBT community, a lot of Hispanic voters, voters of color in general, are uniting behind our vice president. And I've seen that not only here in Western New York, but across the state and with contacts I have around the country. So I'm really excited to usher in a new era, not only for our country, but, you know, seeing again this unity in our party. You know, and ultimately, I think no matter what, you know, we see on our side, seeing what's on the other side is far more, I would say, concerning. As we see what's happening with the Republican Party that has grown not only complacent, but supportive of MAGA extremist movements. And so, you know, this is more than just about party politics. This is about the very character of our country. This is about saving our democracy. This is about having a future that we want our children to live in. So I'm so excited, you know, for Kamala Harris, not only to beat the rhetoric, but to move our country forward.
Obviously, President Joe Biden speaking tomorrow, President Barack Obama on Tuesday, Tim Walz on Wednesday, Kamala Harris on Thursday. Those are the big spotlight speeches that you'll hear every night here on WBEN. Is there something else or another speech that you're looking forward to or another part of the DNC that you're really looking forward to this week?
You know, I'm most excited. Number one on my list is our vice president. But I did hear, you know, some rumors circulating on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter that there is a likelihood that Beyonce may make an appearance with the DNC. And if she does, I don't even know what I'll do. I'm going to be so, so excited. But I'm excited for everyone that's coming out. All these people that, you know, are set to speak are people I've dreamt of seeing speak and dreamt of seeing in person. And I'm just so grateful to be a delegate.
Now, explain that process, you know, because it was kind of up in the air when Joe Biden decided that he was going to step aside. What's the process of being a delegate? What's it been like these last few months leading up to the DNC for someone in your position?
So for the delegates, you know, they are either elected or they are appointed as at-large delegates at the New York State Convention. So in my case, I am an at-large delegate. So I represent voters around the whole state, which is both very exciting, but I also see a lot of responsibility in that, in engaging with voters and making sure that they feel empowered, and also hearing them out on the many questions that they have, you know, about everything that's changing so rapidly. And, you know, I mean, it's been really an amazing experience thus far. You know, obviously there's been a lot of change over the past few weeks, but you know what? This is politics. I mean, things change minute to minute in many instances. So, you know, it's a very exciting time in history at the end of the day. And I'm really excited again for, you know, what our vice president will do.
Alex, question for you. The Buffalo Night in Chicago will be Tuesday, August 20th, so that will be this Tuesday. Is that an event you'll be attending, and what are you looking forward to at that event with the delegates from Buffalo all getting together?
Well, I'm absolutely going to be there. You know, I'm excited for all of us to be in one room and for everyone to see how amazing our region is and how unified and strong our Western New York delegation is. You know, we're being led by our amazing and fearless chairman, Chairman Jeremy Zellner of the Erie County Democratic Committee. On our state level, we're being led by our amazing governor, Kathy Hochul, and Chairman Jay Jacobs. So I'm really excited to have us all in a room, you know, and for everyone that comes as a guest, whether they are from Buffalo and happen to be in Chicago or they're not from Buffalo, they're going to see what we're made of. And they're going to see why Buffalo is, you know, one of America's best cities, and really why we've set the precedent and tone for a lot of movements. So I'm very excited for Buffalo Night.
All right, Alex Burgos, he will be a delegate at the DNC. Alex, are you leaving today or tomorrow morning?
I'm leaving today.
Leaving today for Chicago. Thank you so much for taking some time to join us before you get to Chicago. And maybe we can touch base with you next week and get a recap of everything.
Just give me a call.
All right, sounds great. Alex Burgos, he is a delegate at the DNC. He'll be in Chicago this week. When we come back, we are going to get a little preview of everything else going on in politics this week. And then Zanetta Everhart, the councilwoman, she'll join us after the 11 o'clock news. She's also on her way to Chicago as a delegate at the DNC. And then we'll hear from Congressman Nick Langworthy, all that, much, much more. Hardline live from the Erie County Fair on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.